Greetings, user defenders. Jason Ogle here, your host. I am delighted to tell you about Season 5. This is just a quick teaser video, just to sort of tease what's to come, as I did last season, I think, or maybe it was the one before last. I can't remember, but I just wanted to tell you that Season 5 is going to probably be, and I say this every time, but I mean it every time, it could be the best season yet. Have some incredible super guests planned, including Alan Cooper, the legendary one and only. In fact, his episode was so deep that I had to make it into two parts. So that's coming up. Timothy Hikes, he founded the 28 Days of Black Designers Project. Super excited to share that one with you. In fact, that's the one I'm going to be kicking off the season with, starting August 27th. So mark your calendars. Subscribe, userdefenders.com/subscribe, so you'll automatically receive all the new episodes of Season 5. And trust me, you will not want to miss any. This is spectacular, this season. I'm so excited about it and to share it with you. Who else? Denise Jacobs is going to be on the show. She wrote the book called Banish Your Inner Critic. Incredible book. And we talk all about the important and very relevant topic of imposter syndrome, also known as the inner critic, that every creative person suffers from. I'm going to actually do some monologue episodes for the very first time, so I'm a little nervous, kind of fighting my imposter syndrome about that, but excited to kind of jump in there and offer a little bit more perspective from myself about certain issues, important issues. And I'm open to listen to you guys, of course, as always. If you have any suggestions of, you know, specific areas that you feel like a monologue episode would be useful, I'm going to do one on imposter syndrome. So look for that. What else? Oh, and Josh Clark is going to be on a special episode, a very special episode, talking all about the state of UX in AI. So that was a listener recommended episode. Thank you, listener, for suggesting that. It was an incredible deep dive, and so I'm super excited to share that one as well with you in Season 5. So tons of goodness. There's more coming, but stay tuned and keep playing, because I have a nice little teaser reel that I put together to show you just some snippets and clips of what's to come. So, as always, oh, and by the way, look, Ma, no crutches. It feels so good to be upright. I had ankle surgery in May, and I've been sitting in a chair for nearly 3 months. That's been very trying, but also very empathy building for me as well. And also, I'm wondering, does the camera add 10 pounds, or do I? Is it me? Because I've been, you know, not very active, so I'm working on it. It's good to be back. Thanks so much, Defenders, for your faithful support. You may notice I'm wearing a User Defender shirt. I have a store. I don't know if you know this or not, but at userdefenders.com/shop, I believe, is the store where you can get one of these for yourself and rep User Defenders wherever you happen to live. And Joshua Olawagbomega, which I can't pronounce his name, he was a guest in episode 44, he bought one, and we shipped all the way to Nigeria, and he's repping UD out there, and I'm super honored, Josh, that you've done that. And anybody else, please check it out. There's also hats, super cool snapback hats with partial embroidery, 3D embroidery, so check it out. And I just appreciate you, and I'm super excited to serve you this season. As always, feel free to reach out to me. You can follow on Twitter, please, at User Defenders. Tweet me anytime you have something on your mind, or you have an idea for an episode, a guest, things like that. So I think I'm getting like an ant biting me here, so I'm gonna go. Thank you so much again for your support. I appreciate you very much. And until Season 5, August 27th, fight on, my friends.
We ship this garbage and they don't like it. What's wrong? And that's when I go, there's no such thing as UX design. If that happened, it's because you weren't actually doing what you were supposed to do. Because this stuff, it's hard, but it's not any harder than engineering, and engineering seems to get done. Interaction design, to me, is about knowing who your user is. That's a huge problem right there. understanding what their desired end state is, another huge problem, and then understanding why they want to get there, another huge problem. All of these are enormous problems that take a lot of training and a lot of skill to get to.
You're always challenging things. So I've always challenged the stuff that was brought to me. I remember in type class telling my type teacher, okay, so we're learning about all these old dead white men. You can't sit here and tell me that there are no black type designers. Like, she had to work. She was like, Tim, it took me 4 weeks to find one, but here go one that I found in Africa. It was like, okay, thank you. I appreciate the work. You did really well.
But that you can also say, I'm so afraid of what I don't know, but instead of being afraid about it, saying, let's see, like, how do you do this? How can I make this work? How can I solve this problem? Instead of being afraid of, I don't know if I'm going to be able to solve this problem. I'm not going to come up with anything. Oh my God, to turn it into, okay, well, let's just see. Because as soon as you become curious about something, you lose the fear.
Are you confident? The reason that I ask you that is because confidence really makes a big difference in helping to silence that imposter syndrome voice. How do you gain confidence? Well, you gain confidence by, first of all, trying things, right? Not like overcoming your fears and trying things. And the other way you gain confidence is by actually getting those little wins.
How might we signal a time that's sort of like, hey, we actually could use a little human judgment here? Because the moment that an algorithm fails or becomes uncertain is exactly the right time to engage human judgment. It's not all the machines all the time. It's got to be a partnership between humans and machines, because machines are terrible at some things, just like humans are terrible at some things. And how do we sort of create and encourage that partnership instead of just handing over our brains completely?
How do you be a good ancestor? There's an old joke, you know, that the way to be more successful in life is to choose better parents. It's a joke. It's because it's true and because it's impossible. But it actually works the other way around, which is you can make your descendants more successful by being a better ancestor. And that is a choice that we have. You can't divert the course of the Mississippi River, you know, where it's a mile wide. But you can go up to where it's a tiny little rivulet where it starts up in the Rocky Mountains, and you can divert the Mississippi with a shovel.